After a few days of volatility within our cattle market, we are seeing a little bit of rebound into the back half of the week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. After a few very low days within our live and feeder cattle markets, we are seeing a little bit of a rebound into the close of the week. Scott Varlick with Coima, Coima & Varlick joins us here today to give us his insight on some of the recent volatility this market has been seeing.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And at first, I do love my job, but these last few days make it very interesting. And trading the cattle futures this last week is a little bit like playing hopscotch in the middle of a freeway, just with all of the volatility and big swings that we have in the market. So, little recovery today. That's good to see, at least a rebound. It was a $60 break that we had in feeders and a $25 break in fats. So it was a market that was high, maybe just needed an excuse to roll the boulder down the hill a little bit for a correction because it was on such a steamroll. So now what do we do? You know, is it over or do we have some stability yet? And what we can see in the cash market right now, we've got some 230 that has been trading. Some of the sale barn trade still staying pretty strong. So the fact that our supply is tight has not changed in the immediate time frame here. Going through the end of the fourth quarter, numbers are still tighter. We still have that going for us. So this front can hang on. Cash can be okay. Cash feeders did take a pretty big whack. You know, they are you know, quite a bit lower and should be with that kind of futures market. I mean, we saw a feeder calf futures contract that traded more volume yesterday than the actual total open interest. So that's the unfortunate part of the market that we're having to deal with in these wild swings. But cash feeders were down, but held on, you know, still at a pretty good level. There's still some interest in trying to buy these feeders lower back to where our supply is still tight. So what can still change it? You know, another interview today, Trump does say again he wants beef prices to be lower. So it's just very unfortunate that we're in the headlines with beef that they want it to go lower. And for me, it's, you know, if they're going to throw the excuse that the ranchers are making too much money, that's not going to go over very well for us in the production industry after all the years that we've been through of just struggling profit.
And in the grand scheme of things, Scott says he thinks it's going to be hard for them to even lower beef prices.
Now that they have them where they are, if we get cattle prices lower, we generally know what happens. The retailer, the packer, is going to keep some of their margins up, and they're going to still sell it for that high price. So it doesn't look like it's going to be an easy fix from me. I mean, I'd rather just say let the market fix itself. If we're making some money in the cattle industry, yeah, we're probably going to be more interested in expanding than we are when it's really suppressed. So you're just kind of wishing the government wasn't getting as involved as they are right now and letting this market do its thing. And the latest out of the Mexican border was from the Mexican Ag Secretary saying that there is no date specified yet on when the border can open. So that's the little bit of information that we have on that. Still waiting for some more. Maybe that's part of the reason why we recovered today, because that border would play a big part in feeder calf prices, in my opinion.
And a few things that are positive for this market. You know, we have a Mexican border that will remain closed for the time being. So therefore, we still have a small inventory when it comes to the cattle herd. We're seeing continued strength within box beef and cash throughout our sale barns, even though there is uncertainty about what the government will do next. But with all that, consumer demand continues to remain strong. And again, visiting with Scott Varlick, Coima, Coima & Varlick, on this WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.